chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, and this is verses 12 to 17. You'll find this in the Bibles provided on page 1475. And you'll have to flip the page over to 1476. People of God, hear the word of the Lord. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. We have been reading through the seals, and we come now to the sixth seal, which is the second to the last one, and we have before us the wrath of the Lamb. To understand this imagery, and we know it's imagery because it's prophetic language here in the Revelation, we have to look at the Old Testament to understand it. And I'm only going to briefly go through that with you. And so if we look at Jeremiah 4, verses 23 and 24, we can go to Joel 2, we can go to Haggai 2, but I'm going to bring you to Jeremiah 4, just as a representative of the many places where this is true. You'll notice that this language is used for temporal judgment. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled away. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. What is it speaking about here? Speaking about Israel and Judah being thrown down to the ground. Israel first, and then Judah, and then 70 years of oppression. It sounds cataclysmic. It sounds as if the world is going to end, but yet we can point back to the dates. 722, Israel falls. 586, 587, Judah falls, B.C. And this is Jeremiah chapter 4. We have before us here a prophecy of the persecution of the church being brought to us seal by seal. One of the seals breaks the horse and the rider and goes and shows us those who were slain underneath the altar. But we have here the judgment of God, the fierce anger, the wrath of the Lamb as he sits with a rod of his anger, crushing the nation which are oppressing his church. And we have seen this happen when Christianity took over a whole world. And I say this in a biblical sense of the term. It was used by Jesus himself, who in Luke inspired him to say that Augustus Caesar goes out to tax the whole world. And Jesus said in the Apostle Paul that he has brought the gospel to the very ends of the earth. And this, of course, meant the entire Roman Empire, which at that time had engulfed, in essence, the whole known world. And we have here this shaking of this world. He who was once persecuted now is being brought and shook by the rod of the anger, the wrath of the Lamb, and crushed. And the history here is fascinating. Fascinating. The persecutor, Domitian, was one who, he resigned his office. He tried to take out the church. He made them take all of their Bibles and burn them. He killed them one by one, and yet he couldn't overtake the church. He became deranged in mind and resigned his office. He goes into the islands of the world, and he tries to get away and just say, I don't want to be emperor anymore. But yet, he was the one who poisoned himself and committed suicide when Constantine then rose up with Christianity and was one who wanted to meet with him, to have him pay the price. And he said, I'll just pay the price myself. He poisoned himself and he died. It was one of the Maximentius, one of the persecutors who was going up against Constantine, who said that he lost to the Galilean. And so there was a recognition that the wrath of the Lamb was coming upon the persecutors as they started committing suicide, as they saw, and there was great wonders at that time, and it's recorded in Eusebius, if you want to read about it. Eusebius tells about the great wonders that happened at the time in which Constantine took power and made Christianity legal. And not only did that, but set up synods during a time of an unsettled church, or a church which was not established in the land. He helped them establish it, that it may rule. He set up days where the Sabbath would be honored. Constantine was the result. And it happened like this. He goes out to battle, and he sees in the clouds, he sees, you know, you shall conquer. And he sees, you know, in the clouds certain symbols that made him think of Christianity. And he goes and he conquers, and he knows from which that power comes from. And overnight, it went from blood and gore, Christians' heads rolling throughout the streets, to Christianity legalized. It would be, it's instant as this. As if we go home tonight, we go to sleep, and we wake up, and President Biden says, Christianity is the law of the land. The Bible is what's going to be submitted to. It was that instant. We feel oppressed, and we have no idea what oppression is, but we feel oppressed, and then the next day, totally free. That's how instant it happened in the days of Constantine, and it's prophesied here under these figures of that sixth seal, where the church finally gets a respite. After a persecution that has not yet been, the covenanters' persecution cannot compare to what happened in these days. And here we see God's respite for his church as the wrath of the Lamb comes upon the nation, causing that persecution, and will continue causing that same wrath that we see here in verse in chapter 6 and that sixth seal. It will come upon every nation, every single one, until they all bow their knee. In that one glorious day to come. We'll go on to the seventh seal in chapter 8, actually. There's a little break in chapter 7, which we'll take next week. But we're going to end there for right now. There's so many more verses I can give you to show you that these images here in the sixth seal is a temporal judgment. And I'm going to hold it back from you for the sake of time at this moment. But we're going to